There are always different perspectives when it comes to decluttering. Different ideas will land differently depending on where you are in your decluttering journey and what makes you tick. In this podcast, we're going to talk about different styles of decluttering and organizing that all have a common goal of a clutter-free home that you want to be in and feel proud of.
You're listening to the Declutter Hub podcast, bringing you tried and tested, no-nonsense tips and advice from the leading experts in decluttering and organising your home. Now here are your hosts, Ingrid Jansen and Leslie Spellman.
Hello and welcome, listeners. I'm Ingrid.
And I'm Leslie. We're delighted you're here to join us as part of your decluttering journey. So whether you're brand new today or have been listening to us for ages, we want to say thank you so much for being here. It means so much to us that you're here to listen to and support us while we talk all things decluttering and organizing.
We'd love to help more people with their quest for a clutter-free home. And our podcast is a fantastic way for people to be inspired to take action. We have a favor to ask. If you like what you hear, be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button on your podcast player, share us with your friends, or share your thoughts on the podcast by leaving a review. Well, Leslie, before... Are you playing Christmas music in the background? I mean, you would think so, looking at us on YouTube. We have dressed for the occasion. It's like 2 days before Christmas, and look at us.
I know. Can you see my? I feel a little bit cheated because my antlers are like too tall for the screen. And so I feel like you can't get the full effects, but like they're like, they've got like mine make noise. I feel like I've like surpassed yours. Yours is very understated and mine is like amazing, right?
I know. I've got one with the bow.
Like yours, but yeah, I think mine's got the edge. I know.
You've done really well. I've tried to outshine you with my glittery top, but I think the antlers really have won.
We are talking about Team Leslie versus Team Ingrid today. So This is the first thing. And so people can vote. Do they prefer the present or the antlers? And here's a hint, it's definitely the antlers. They make a noise. They might make a noise.
I know, I hear them jingle. It's really cute.
Anyway.
You've done really, really well.
Oh, thank you. You can sing, Ingrid, and I feel on this Christmas podcast, if we're really going head to head on Team Ingrid versus Team Leslie, I feel that you might need to bring out the singing later on.
This was not in the script, Leslie. I do sing regularly for our members in the membership, but I don't know if doing that on the podcast is a really good idea because then it's out there forever and it can be used against me.
I know, but I would be bringing out the big guns, as they say, later if you want to win this competition. So today, it's quite strange, but we thought we'd do something a little bit fun, right? It's before Christmas, Who's going to be doing any decluttering, right? It's time to just be celebrating. So we're going to do a little bit of fun, but we are actually going to try and give you some educational value and talk about the different perspectives that there are on decluttering. Now, if you've been in our world for a while, you're going to know that even though Ingrid and I are mostly aligned, not in everything in life, but in decluttering, but we have different ways of approaching a decluttering journey, of approaching running our business, our day-to-day lives, our families, our homes, whatever, different kind of mindset almost, even though we are quite aligned. Mm-hmm. There are many things that we're not aligned on. And so the reason why we're talking about this is to kind of explain that even that when you're on a decluttering journey, people come to it with very different angles and very different things are going to resonate with them, which is why we think it's super cool in the Declutter Hub that we've got the Ingrid side of things and the Leslie side of it, because we both bring very different ideas and different angles, of which you will have heard, no doubt, if you are listening to our podcast. So we wanted to talk about, it feels quite narcissistic, I'm not going to lie, like talking about ourselves, don't you think? But Ingrid's completely comfortable with it. Ingrid's like, yes, shouting from the rooftops, I'm amazing. Team Ingrid is going to win all the way.
Team not Ingrid all the way.
But I'm a bit like, oh God, it does seem a little bit, I don't know really. But anyway, So we are going to wax lyrical about our own skill sets throughout this podcast and try and vie for supremacy. I think that's the way it's going to go, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've got some things up my sleeve, Leslie. Ow.
Right. Okay. So if we're talking Team Ingrid or Team Leslie, I think the most, we're talking about in a decluttering context. Hold back on your things that you're writing down here. We're not talking about all things, private things. We're talking about decluttering.
I know.
So first things first, when it comes to a decluttering journey, I think it's fair to say that we look at things in a different way. We are aligned. We come together. I can be practical. You can be emotionally led. But in general, I'm the more emotionally led, psychologically driven one, and you're the more practical one.
I think that's true.
Well, it is true. We know it's true.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it both has upsides, you know? I don't think necessarily either has downsides. I think we're just different people with a different view of things. But as a person who might be maybe have clutter in their lives, I think you need a combination of emotional and practical. But we look at really different things. And I think it's important for people to realize what kind of person they are.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're absolutely right. And so if we're talking about you and I, and so it's not that I don't have a practical bone in my body and you don't have an emotional bone in your body. Mm. It's that we veer towards one or the other a little bit more. So we're probably like a 70-30, aren't we?
Yeah.
So I'm probably more 70% digging into the psychological stuff. You're probably more 70% digging into the practical organizational stuff. And then we've got a little bit of the other. And so it's like that. But you're right. It's critical for you to understand what it is that makes you tick. And you need to understand both. If you're going on a journey, you need to do both the thought by thought part of what we use our Reset Your Home system to dig into the why. So why do you feel like this? Why are you holding on to stuff? All of the why, what are your psychological triggers? What are the things that are holding you back emotionally? But you also need to execute on those and do the doing to make sure that you get the job done. And so you need both in equal measure.
Mm-hmm. I think you also have to take into consideration what kind of upbringing possibly you had, what kind of education you had. I mean, like, for example, I did hotel school, right? So I have always worked in hotels where you have to be very practical, right? And I think that can help you as well in, because some people say, well, I'm very organized at work, but at home, I just can't seem to get my act together. And I think see what you can then pick and choose from how you work in work. And if you can take some of those lessons and apply to them in your house, because just because you're quite organized and on top of it at work doesn't mean that you can't be at home. So I think you have to kind of think about what positive things can I use to help me at home with my clutter and not go, well, I'm going to give up. I can't do it at all. And I think dig deep in what happened and how, what are things that you're good at in other areas and see if you can apply that in your own home when you're tackling your decluttering.
Are you talking about playing to your strengths or are you talking about developing your weaknesses? So there's two different sides, isn't there? So if you come at things from quite a practical angle, you've still got to fill the voids, right? Of where, you know, so if you are all guns blazing, wanting to jump in and get the job done without thinking about the emotional stuff. But equally, you could be, I know exactly what my problem is, but I'm not doing it. And so we have to sort of develop, don't we? We have to learn to veer into the out of our comfort zone into the places that we don't want to be. And, you know, what you're saying about being really good at work and not being quite so good at home, which is very common, right, Ingrid? People are meticulous, you know, at work and are not at home. People have meticulous homes and their cars are a complete mess, you know, so we've got different things going on. So I think it's about playing to those strengths and trying to bring them into other areas of your life, if that's the thing, and equally trying to work out what part of the decluttering puzzle is missing for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's really, really true, because I think that can help you give clarity on what you need to work on. It was very interesting because one of our members recently said, I'm actually good at decluttering but letting it go, I find really hard. So I'm good at deciding what I want to no longer want in my life, but actually then moving it on, that's where I struggle. So I think it's important to think as well, the decluttering journey can be broken up in different parts as well. It's like we have the cycle of success. It's all these steps. Some people are really good at starting and then struggle with the hard questions to ask themselves. But actually, then donating and the finishing the thing, they find easy. But that middle part, I find really hard. Well, other people get started, go through the questions, but then kind of struggle at the end of the cycle of success that we have here in the Declutter Hub by actually donating and finishing it. And I think all of those things have to work well to make progress in your decluttering. And I think it's important to have that reflection for yourself to go, what is it where I am always kind of on the falling down, but where I always struggle, and which part do I find the hardest, and that I need to work on?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. And I think, so just to keep it in the sort of Team Ingrid versus Team Leslie context again, we were trying to think about where we do things differently, not necessarily in a decluttering journey, because we've both got that fairly under control, but like in other areas of our lives.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can put it into a kind of business context. That's where we struggle, where we have to do loads of things, where we have to go out of our comfort zone, where, you know, where we procrastinate on things. So that, you know, running the business is people's equivalent of a decluttering journey, isn't it? We're learning, we're growing, we're changing, you know, all of those things. And so I think, you know, Team Ingrid on this is making a list, yeah, you know, to the nth degree. Mm-hmm. Team Leslie is jumping straight in, not worrying too much about the list and thinking, well, I just want to do it now. So, I don't really want to put it on a list, although I do put things on lists, to be fair, and I can be quite obsessive about lists as well, but mine's more an obsession about having the list in the right order, isn't it?
Yeah, than, yeah.
So Ingrid's lists are quite sort of expansive, would that be the word?
Yeah,
over several pages, where that would drive me insane. So I need to get my list, I need to get them capitalized, I need to get them under the right sections, I need to, so I would spend a lot of time making the lists look great. Yeah, and Inga would just have them on five different things. And so I think what we're trying to say in here is there are a lot of people who stall, who write their intentions down but don't ever get to that execution stage.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're kind of talking about in the, there's got to come a point, and Ingrid talked about the cycle of success, where you move on from the planning into the starting, which is like the second stage on our cycle of success, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know what, I think people who want to declutter don't even think about the fact that there are different stages. They just think about the stuff and I want to get it out. They don't even think about how they're going to do that, how they're going to get there, when they're going to make the time to sort it out, if they've got the preparation sorted, that, I mean, they just know it's going to be hard and a lot and overwhelmed, but they're like, I need to get it done. But they then forget, like, actually, I've bitten off far more than I can chew. I cannot eat this elephant in one time. I have to break it down. So that's why I think a lot of people find decluttering so hard. And what we teach here in the Declutter Hub is to go, you need to learn to break this project down. And what are your goals? What do you want to achieve here? How are you going to break it down in manageable chunks? What questions are you going to ask yourself? Where are you going to put it? What makes sense to you? And all of the things that we teach in the Declutter Hub, actually. But we just get there in different ways, right? I think you and I are so aligned in so many things, but you will always say something and I think, oh, wow, that, you know, that's really emotional. You look at it from that perspective. Well, yeah. I just go, okay, practically, how are you going to do that? Have you got bin bags? When are you going to drive there? Does it fit in your calendar? Is your car boot empty? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we both have the same outcome, but just different ways that overlap, of course, to getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you know, you've got to have both. I think that's what the conclusion that we're coming to. You have to have both things. And I think it's really lucky. And that's why within the membership, we love so much when we get a combo, typically of husband and wife, sometimes mother and daughter we've had as well, that work together with different strengths with one common goal in mind.
Yeah.
Really make it happen, because you can bring two things together. Do you know what I mean? Because if there was two of me in this business, it would be too much of a noisy space. And if there was too much of Ingrid in this business, then she'd still be writing lists and going,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you have to have somebody who's kind of, you know, we're talking about the kind of here and now. So Ingrid in general in the business is quite focused on what needs to be done this week. And that's the way that the business has been designed. Ingrid does that because that's her role in the business, and because that's her playing to her strengths. And my role in the business is to think a little bit more forward thinking, a little bit more strategically, all of those kind of things.
Yeah.
So we come together to make that work. But I'm bored, you know, so I'm bored by the here and now. And Ingrid doesn't like to think strategically because she loves today, right? Or this week.
Yeah.
And so you have to play to your strengths. But you, you know, when you're on a decluttering journey, when you don't have the benefit of two people, it's important to have both. And so the what that would represent in a decluttering journey is probably small manageable goals versus big picture goals. You have to project forward to the future. Like, do you know what I mean? What do I want this to look like in 6 months' time? Versus what do I want to achieve today? And so that's the equivalent, isn't it? And you need both in equal measure. And so it's so important to think about focusing on the here and now, but also thinking about where you want to get to in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Leslie, you know what I was thinking while you were talking? I'm like, we're talking quite deep stuff here. Do people actually take us seriously when we've got like a bow on our heads and antlers on our heads? I mean, it's like a couple of days before like Christmas and lots of festivities. I mean, maybe we should just play Christmas music and do a bit of rock choir singing.
Yeah,
or
no, we will do that. We will do that. We'll get down to the nitty gritty of Team Ingrid versus Team Leslie later after we've done the serious stuff. We can't just not talk about any serious decluttering stuff, Ingrid, even though we want to. We could just sit here and like chat about this and that, but maybe people might tune out, I think.
Well, you know what? Let's go for a break. And then really delve into the Team Ingrid or Leslie after. Hi, everyone. Welcome back after your little break. Yes, Team Ingrid or Team Leslie, that's what we're talking about. And let's just then dive into a good example. I love folding. Leslie loves hanging. You might go, I don't even know what you're talking about. That is one of the things we're actually very different in, aren't we, Leslie? You love, well, you actually don't like folding. I think that's why you're hanging.
Yeah. I don't. Well, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I don't. There are people in life who find things therapeutic that I would find fiddly. So I'm too speedy to, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm bored with that now. I want to move on. So, you know, sitting there and folding t-shirts to put in a drawer, or folding knickers or folding pairs of socks. It's like people who love ironing because they think it's therapeutic and stuff. That kind of thing is just like, life's too short for that. And so give me the easy way to do something and that will be what I do. You know, I'm not worried about things being meticulous. I just want to be able to find what I need to find easily. I don't need it to look incredible.
Yeah.
So the aesthetics don't worry me. And I know you're more, you like folding. I mean, some of it comes from your space as well. You know, you know, we both have different spaces. And so, but you love to fold, right? And you get great joy on a Saturday. So Ingrid's very like, Friday I do this, Saturday I do that, Sunday I do this.
Yeah.
And I bet that would drive me insane. That kind of rigidity is
I like it. I like
it. I know you do. I know. That's a good thing.
And I do also not mind ironing either. So, I mean, yes, I would rather do something else for 2 hours, but I'm not going to go, oh, I have to iron, the worst thing ever, and then put it off and put it off. I know every 2 weeks there's 2 hours of ironing in my diary, but then I like to do it in a proper way. I like to then have everything nice looking. I would really be bothered if one of my kids would go to school in an unironed shirt. I just don't like it. I'm very meticulous that way. I don't know why. It's you know, I watch TV and I watch, you know, Hamilton and I watch Netflix and I watch a series or Formula One, or, you know, it's not that I'm just standing there for 2 hours going, it has to be perfect. No, I mean, you know, then I wouldn't have to iron much longer. But yeah, no, I don't mind folding. I find it that half an hour on a Saturday, just sit down and just do it, and I feel organized. It makes me feel organized when everything is folded, in the put away in the drawers. I know everybody's got their stuff for the week, and I don't have to run or panic, or it feel, makes me feel organized. I think that's it.
Yes. Good. I'm glad. I think it takes me back to the podcast that we recorded with Cass Arson from Clutterbug back in whenever, ages ago. I don't know. June, was it?
June.
And Cass has got her four organizing styles. And so, and we talked a lot about that. Like, are you a folder or a hanger, or are you just... Is it good enough? I think that's the thing, you know, or do you want to go to the nth degree? And I think it's important to work that out as well. Now, what we see a lot within people who are on a decluttering journey is there's a lot of focus on the aesthetic sometimes and on the folding, and that comes at a price of the other stuff being left. And so some people love the kind of folding of the knickers scenario. People that are very cluttered sometimes will go all in on the folding aesthetic bit, but not do the basics that sit behind that in terms of decluttering the stuff that you don't need and putting them all together and stuff like that, or the rest of the room will be complete chaos, but the knicker drawer will look amazing. Do you know what I mean? So again, it's about finding that balance and working out where your systems are falling down. Do you know what I mean? Because my system works for me. Ingrid's system works for her. You can go down at whatever route you want to go down. The most important thing is you have the right stuff in your house and you can find it easily in an organized way. And so it's about understanding that and seeing what makes you tick, and what do you want your version of decluttered and organized to look like?
You know what, Leslie? I just had a flashback in my mind. Do you remember hashtag sock rotators unite?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, right. Go on, explain for anybody who didn't. Yeah, this is a classic Team Ingrid versus Team Leslie, right?
It was just like, so I think it happened last January to Reset Your Home Challenge. That's why we can't wait for Reset Your Home Challenge to start next week, in 2 weeks, right? Because crazy, fantastic stuff happens. So I don't know how we got onto it, but I told in the challenge that I actually rotate my socks. So once I fold my socks on a Saturday, and I just don't...
Saturday at 2 p.m. or 2:10 if she's running late.
And I open my drawer and I put those socks in the back of the drawer, so I get a rotation in my socks. Well, this was the beginning of the end, and the Facebook group went absolutely bananas with, and somebody came up with hashtag sock rotators unite, because other people are like, yeah, I rotate my socks too. And other people are like, what? I'm Team Ingrid or Team Leslie on this one. This sounds crazy. Why would you rotate your socks? And then I was like making it worse by telling everybody that I rotate my towels and my hand towels and my underwear and my pajamas.
What was the counter hashtag? There was an alternative hashtag. Can you remember what that was? Someone said, oh, this, because I needed my own hashtag. It was all Team Ingrid and her hashtag, and I had no hashtag. And somebody came up with one, but I can't remember what it was now.
I can't remember. I just saw Socrates United come by recently. That's why I think about it now. But it was like, it's classic, isn't it? It's like, we're both very organized, but we're so, you just got to go, well, socks, whoop, in the drawer. And we go, oh no, you have to put them in the back. You know, it was just so funny. So funny.
Sock rotators unite. Okay, so I want to talk now a little bit about the decluttering process, because this is something else where we sort of differ in terms of when we're doing a decluttering project for ourselves or indeed for our clients. And that is pre-sort or not to pre-sort, let's call it that. So Team Ingrid is on the pre-sorting thing. So explain.
Yes. So if I would do my wardrobe or a client's wardrobe, I would say, okay, let's take out all of the stuff that is hanging. And lots of times with a client, their clothes are muddled. So there is, the dresses are not with the dresses. There's tops in between, there's trousers in between and jackets in between. And it's like, okay, we need to figure out first, we need to create different piles of stuff. So I will then take out each thing individually from the wardrobe and go, aha, this is a top. I'm going to put it in a pile where the tops live. And then you get a pile for the jackets and the trousers and the skirts and the dresses and the t-shirts, and you create different piles. And then when you've got the different piles, you can go, okay, now I can see these are all my t-shirts. Let's go through them. Or these are all my trousers, and let's go through them and see which ones I want to keep and which ones I want to declutter. And I thought this was like complete common sense until we started talking, but you do that differently. Not that it's wrong, not that my way is wrong or your way is wrong, but we were like, wow. I was like completely convinced that everybody decluttered the way that I did.
I'm sort of on the fence a little bit, really, because ultimately when I'm working with a client, it's not my way. Do you know what I mean? So it's up to the client to decide what they want to do and how they want to do it. But my natural way would be more to take the stuff out of the wardrobe one item at a time and make a decision on it there and then, and then put the pile together. So I would, you know, because I think clients can make some decisions quite quickly. Mm-hmm. So I would kind of do that. Then I would, you know, like, oh, is this a keeper or are you going to let it go? And then if they either are not sure about the decision or definitely want to keep, then it will go on one pile, but the stuff goes straight in the bag. So I don't necessarily feel at that stage that there's a requirement for a pre-sort. That's always the way that I've done it. But that doesn't mean to say that if I felt that the amount of stuff was going to be very relevant to that client, that I wouldn't do a pre-sort. And if the client wanted to do a pre-sort, of course I'd do a pre-sort.
Yeah.
But my natural way is not to pre-sort. And so I think, you know, I think it's important to think about, the reason why we're talking about this is it's important for you to think about what your strategy is going to be. And so the pre-sorting side of things is very much, I need to see the full picture to be able to make a decision. So that would probably be about the numbers, the styles, the types, or can I make a decision based on one item coming in front of me, and a kind of more of a, not a knee-jerk reaction, but more of a quicker reaction.
Yeah.
Like, do I love it? Do I not love it? You know, it's more of an emotional reaction. And it's probably, it probably plays in, Ingrid, to be honest, to me being more emotionally led and you being more practically led. So you're thinking about the practical side. It's almost like making a list, like you're putting those things pre-sorting or making your list in advance. Whereas I'm kind of, you know, veering the client off towards making an emotional decision based on what they see as it comes out of their wardrobe. So I think the important thing is working out what you think. Do you know what I mean? How do you think that you would work in a decluttering process?
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, when I take something out and the client says, oh no, oh, I don't like this shirt at all, I'm not going to even put it on the pile. But that is more like really with those one-offs. I think the pre-sorting has worked always really well for me, but I think you're right. You know, you always go with what the client wants to do, but of course, sometimes they struggle and they don't know what the best thing is. So then I think it's also where the professional organizer feels comfortable and what their preferred way is to feel that they help their clients along the way. So yeah, interesting. Is there anything else, Leslie, that we can put Team Ingrid or Team Leslie on?
Like a million things. Not that we can talk about in this podcast. But I think, you know, what we wanted to talk about really was how there's different ways of going through a decluttering journey and different things are going to resonate with you, right? So I think that's where we're at with this. And so we can both get, you know, so you and I have both got to running a professional organizing business, being at the helm of the Declutter Hub, having a decluttered and organized home, you know, writing lists and getting things done. We do them in a different way, but we get to the same point, you know, by going on a slightly different journey. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've always been at the Declutter Hub very kind of anti a one size fits all scenario for decluttering. We've always been like, your journey, your way, haven't we? Do you know what I mean? So whilst we guide people down a path with things like the roadmap, where we say, this is a great order, we do that to guide and not to prescribe. So we're not, if you don't want to do it in that way, or that doesn't make sense to you, veer off from the roadmap and do it in a slightly different way. But what we find is that people like that guidance sometimes and some people don't, right?
Yes, Leslie, that's, you know, that is so true. Because in the end, what we all want is a house that we feel happy with. And that house that we feel happy with looks different to different people. Some people like a very streamlined, empty look, while others love it being warm and cozy and full of knickknacks and things. And other people want to have it more modern. Other people want to have it more traditional. We all have our own tastes, and that's fine. But the overall feeling we all want is to be able to be in a home where we can find things, where we feel happy in, where we can live our lives without stress, that we're constantly searching for stuff. And although we have different ways of getting there, the end goal is the same, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think one of the other things, Ingrid, is that when we're going on a decluttering journey, everyone's got a different level of tolerance for clutter. So there are people who are really happy. You know, you talked about different styles of homes and things like that. But some people look at other people on a decluttering journey, you know, so people put pictures on a Facebook group or whatever and go, they look like their before pictures look like where I want to get to after. Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of that. But I think what we have to kind of understand is that people have got different levels of tolerance of clutter. So some people have got a very low tolerance of clutter and really want to go to that nth degree. Other people are happy with, you know, much bigger volumes of stuff. And so it's all about different levels of tolerance. So we all come to decluttering with a different goal in mind, with different strengths, with different weaknesses, with different kind of things that resonate, whether emotionally led, whether we're procrastinators or doers, you know, so there's all different things, but ultimately all of those things can be learnt, can be worked on and can be fixed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what the conclusion that I'm kind of making here, Leslie, is that we started this podcast with, are you team Leslie or team Ingrid? But I think talking, we are so aligned in so many ways. And of course, that is one of the reasons why our members are now calling us Team Ingly.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can't remember who it was, but I think it was back in September, October, they were like, oh, I need to ask Ingrid or Leslie. And then it became Ingly. Then it became
Lesrid.
And then it became a whole kind of word game on the Lesrid, let's get rid, which was very funny. But I mean, now the whole membership is calling us Ingly. We need to ask Ingly, which is like so funny. You know what I mean? So because, of course, you know, we work with our members and we love it so much. So if you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, I've been listening to the podcast. I love listening to these ladies every week. I'm going to join into the Reset Your Home Challenge because I need to know more about this decluttering. I want to know more about where they are aligned and where they teach each other and where they're different and where they have fun. Come and join us in January for the Reset Your Home Challenge. Come and sign up. We can teach you so much about decluttering and organizing and so much more than that, I think. That's the emotional side that's so important. And we would love to have you there.
I'm feeling good as if you're trying to wrap up this podcast without doing what I said you were going to do at the beginning of the podcast. I feel like, you know, she's definitely come to it. Okay, we're wrapping things up now. Yeah, and I'm like, I feel like we promised something else.
I know. You want me to sing, don't you? No, okay.
No, I don't want you to sing. Well, you know, people listening want you to sing. You're firmly requested. And you can nail it on the Team Ingrid if we're going down a competition route by singing, because I'm definitely not going to sing. I only sing within my choir.
All right. Well, let me do a little rock choir song then, because I think that's the one I know quite well. And then I think that is a perfect
close. What's it going to be, Matt, join in?
So, snow is falling all around me, children playing, having fun. It's the season, love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Time for parties.
Time for a party.
And celebrations.
I don't know what it goes
People
like.
Dancing all night long. Well, there you go.
Nice.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, what a great one to end on. Merry Christmas, everyone. And if you celebrate something different, have a fabulous festive season.
Yes.
We will be back next week for our reflections on 2023.
I know.
And we will be back in 2024 in full force on the 3rd of January for Reset Your Home Challenge. Let's start the new year with a decluttering bang.
Exactly. So thanks, everybody. We wish you a lovely weekend full of festivities and fun. And we'll see you next week for a brand new podcast. Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to the Declutter Hub podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us in your podcast player so you don't miss an episode, and we'll see you next week.